In today's news headlines, Donald Trump's administration says the president plans to announce executive action on including the question of citizenship to the 2020 U.S. Census. Trump, who hosted a so-called social media summit at the White House on Thursday, said he planned to make his announcement on the census in the Rose Garden after the summit. Attorney General William Barr will join the president. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced a vote in the House next week on holding Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify over the question of the census. When asked whether she thought Trump could simply place the question on the census through an executive order, Pelosi replied, "I don't know." The president is moving into uncharted territory by taking unilateral action after being turned down in his quest for citizenship information by the Supreme Court. On Thursday, in a series of tweets, he joked about remaining in office for 6 years, or maybe 10 or 14. "Just kidding," said he. A Guatemalan woman testified before the House Oversight Subcommittee on Wednesday and recounted in detail the loss of her 19-month-old daughter who contracted a fatal lung infection while in government detention. Yasmin Juarez explained the harsh conditions under which she and her daughter were held and the pain of losing her. Here is Juarez's testimony being read by an interpreter at the hearing.
"My daughter, Marie, and I fled Guatemala seeking asylum in the United States. We made this journey because we feared for our lives. The trip was dangerous, but I was more afraid of what might happen to us if we stayed. So we came to the United States where I hope to build a better, safer life for us. Unfortunately, that did not happen. Instead, I watched my baby girl die slowly and painfully just a few months before her second birthday."
That's Yasmin Juarez, a Guatemalan immigrant who testified before the House Oversight Subcommittee on Wednesday about the loss of her 19-month-old baby, speaking through an interpreter. She had filed a $60 million lawsuit against the government last year. In other immigration news, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials announced that the number of children in detention has dropped to 200, down from about 2,500 in May. However, news emerged on Thursday that Immigration and Customs Enforcement was planning on starting mass arrests of undocumented immigrants and their families living in the U.S. starting this Sunday. President Trump had already issued the threat of mass arrests some weeks ago, but then postponed the action. ICE is planning to round up, detain, and deport whole families and have a list of at least 2,000 people. The White House is pushing Congress to pass a budget deal and raise the debt ceiling within a few weeks. The announcement came days after a report showing that the Treasury would be running out of money far sooner than expected due to a drop in tax revenues. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin met with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as Republican lawmakers, to urge them to pass a bill. But Pelosi has said that raising the debt limit should be part of a two-year budget bill. Members of Congress leave for a summer break in just a few weeks, and it appears unlikely that a bill will be agreed upon and passed by then. Meanwhile, Pelosi is doubling down on criticism from younger women of color in Congress, whose popularity she had recently dismissed in a New York Times interview. On Thursday, during her weekly press conference, Pelosi simply said, "I'm not going to be discussing it any further." On Wednesday, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told the Washington Post how she felt about Pelosi. She said, "The persistent singling out, it got to a point where it was just outright disrespectful, the explicit singling out of newly elected women of color." Earlier on Wednesday, Pelosi had reportedly chastised Ocasio-Cortez and others behind closed doors, saying, "You got a complaint? You come and talk to me about it. But do not tweet about our members and expect us to think that it is just okay." The public spat captures the internal battle playing out between the older, whiter establishment wing of the Democratic Party versus the younger, more diverse, and more progressive wing. The House Judiciary Committee on Thursday issued a number of subpoenas to a list of witnesses that were cited in Robert Mueller Jr.'s report on election wrongdoing in 2016. The subpoenas come about a week before Mueller himself is set to testify. They're designed to explore charges of the president obstructing justice. According to the New York Times, the requests have been sent to Jeff Sessions, the former attorney general, Rod J. Rosenstein, his deputy, who appointed Mr. Mueller, the special counsel, John F. Kelly, the former White House chief of staff, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, and Corey Lewandowski, a former Trump campaign manager, among others. The Wall Street Journal on Thursday published an exclusive report on the embattled California utilities company PG&E and its role in last year's devastating fires. The paper acquired documents via the Freedom of Information Act and found that the company has long been aware that parts of its 18,500-mile transmission system have reached the end of their useful lives. Additionally, even before November's deadly fire in the town of Paradise, the documents show the company knew that 49 of the steel towers that carry the electrical line that failed needed to be replaced entirely. California's legislators are set to pass a major bill pushed by Governor Gavin Newsom that would provide financial aid to the victims of fires sparked by power lines and would offer bankruptcy protections. The bill is being rushed through the legislature, and it has now emerged that at least $10 billion of the $21 billion price tag would be borne by the utility company's consumers. The FBI arrested two officials in Puerto Rico's government on Wednesday over charges of corruption. Julia Kelleher and Angela Avila Marrero were both arrested for conspiring to hand out government contracts to favored businesses in what authorities described as a corrupt bidding process. A massive tropical storm is forming in the Gulf of Mexico and expected to head toward the state of Louisiana this Saturday as a hurricane. Tropical Storm Barry is expected to drench the state with at least 20 inches of rain and hit parts of Mississippi as well. Meanwhile, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released a report on Wednesday predicting flooding in about 40 parts of the U.S. this year because of a change in climate and an unusual El Niño weather system. The lead author of the study, William Sweet, said, "The future is already here, a floodier future." According to AP, the report predicted that annual flood records will be broken again next year and for years and decades to come from sea level rise. And finally, in international news, Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it did not try to intercept or capture a British tanker on Wednesday. Reuters reported that a news outlet in Iran said five boats believed to belong to the guards approached a British oil tanker in the Gulf on Wednesday and asked it to stop in Iranian waters close by, but withdrew after a British warship warned them. Iran had announced last week that it would retaliate against Britain for seizing one of its oil tankers in Gibraltar over apparent violations of sanctions on Syria. U.S. Special Representative for Iran Brian Hook, in an interview with Al Jazeera this week, said that the Trump administration wants a new nuclear deal with Iran, one that is ratified by the U.S. Senate. Trump has withdrawn the U.S. from a hard-won nuclear deal negotiated under the Obama administration in 2015. And that does it for our news headlines today.